Well, President Trump's former lawyer and personal fixer Michael Cohen is on Capitol Hill today, speaking behind closed doors. He'll publicly testify tomorrow before his three-year prison term begins in May. He's pleaded guilty to a number of crimes, including campaign finance violations connected to hush money payments to women who say they had affairs with Donald Trump before the 2016 election. So what will Cohen's testimony tell us? Barbara McQuaid is a former U.S. attorney appointed by President Obama. She's now a professor of law at the University of Michigan. Barbara, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks very much, Eric.
Michael Cohen once said he would take a bullet for Donald Trump, but he's turned against him. He's cooperating with the Mueller probe and speaking out against the president. What do you see as the most important questions Congress will ask him?
Well, I think the most important questions will probably come in the two closed-door interviews on Tuesday and Thursday with the two intelligence committees. Those are the ones who are permitted to ask questions about the Russia investigation, and I think that's where the very interesting material might come out. But even in the open hearing that is before the Oversight Committee tomorrow, I think there could still be some very interesting questions relating to the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels, whether President Trump did indeed direct him to make those payments, any coordination with President Trump, and also bigger picture issues about President Trump's finances, money laundering with Russians, tax questions, why the president is so guarded about his tax returns. I think there are a number of things that could be asked and revealed in that session.
And there are reports that Mr. Cohen will back up his statements, not just with personal experience and anecdotes, but with documents. That could be new, yes?
Yes, and I would think that he is correctly anticipating that his credibility is tarnished, and so the documents might speak more loudly than Mr. Cohen tomorrow.
And there are reports that, you know, he may talk about Mr. Trump's use of racist language, misstating his wealth, his income. But do you expect potentially allegations of criminal conduct could come out of these hearings?
I think it could. I think one thing where Michael Cohen is probably going to be careful is he has probably talked with Robert Mueller and his team, who, by the way, cannot prohibit Michael Cohen from answering these questions. Hmm. But they might counsel him that, you know, it doesn't help our investigation for you to publicly disclose certain facts that we're investigating because it tips off other people who might be under investigation. And so that'll be a really interesting dynamic to watch. It could be, and I think it's likely, that Michael Cohen will decline to answer some of the questions that he knows that either Mueller and his team or the Southern District of New York are looking at. The Democrats probably don't want to do anything to damage those investigations, and the Republicans are probably reluctant to have them just come out and smear the president. And so it could be that we see both sides kind of defer to those efforts by Michael Cohen to decline to answer certain questions. We'll see. They could push it. They could subpoena him and demand his answers. But I think in light of what's going on with those two pending investigations, we may not see all that much that's actually new and criminal. Now, that doesn't mean that we couldn't learn some very unflattering things about President Trump or some things unrelated to those two pending investigations.
Barbara, President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has called Cohen a convicted criminal and a liar. And Cohen did plead guilty to lying to Congress. He has a credibility issue. Why should we believe anything he says to Congress?
Yeah, I do think that that's a fair point, and I think that there's can be some skepticism. And I think that's a question he should be asked under oath. But I think, number one, bringing objective documents that can corroborate what he says will be helpful to his cause. I also think that he can say that at this point he has nothing left to hide. He has pleaded guilty. His previous lies to Congress were to protect people in the administration. He doesn't have any motive anymore other than to sort of clear his own name.
Barbara, pulling back a little bit, the Mueller probe is winding down, and there's been much debate about whether you can indict a sitting president. If Robert Mueller has damning information about the president but does not indict him, what happens to that information? Where does it go?
Well, it's not 100% clear, and I was a little concerned by the statements of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein yesterday, who again repeated the Department of Justice policy not to publicly make statements derogatory to individuals if they are not charged. Is he foreshadowing the way he sees the Robert Mueller report to be handled? It's a little bit unclear. The regulations really only require Mueller to provide a report to Attorney General Barr, and then Attorney General Barr to provide his own report to Congress, which could be a very brief report. Now, he did say during his confirmation hearings that he favors full transparency consistent with law, regulations, and policy. And so they have a fair amount of discretion to just say, I mean, one scenario he absolutely could do is to say Robert Mueller is done and there are no further charges, period. I don't think the public or Congress would stand for that kind of result. And if that were the case, I think we would see Congress picking up the mantle and trying to expose some of what Robert Mueller found in that investigation. So my hope is that we'll see something in between, even if it is not charges of the president. I do think Robert Mueller will abide by that Department of Justice policy. And if there is sufficient evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors, that will be made available to Congress for them to decide whether it's appropriate to initiate impeachment proceedings.
Barbara McQuaid is a former U.S. attorney appointed by President Obama. She's now a professor of law at the University of Michigan Law School. Barbara, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Eric.